If we are rightly connected, then we will find ourselves being able to feed on a joy that comes from being rightly connected. And I want us to really think about what the fixed link means to Prince Edward Island, and also what the church means to you and I on the earth today. Do you know that 18 years ago to this day, the fixed link was opened? 1997, May 31st. That was probably one of the most significant things that happened on Prince Edward Island since 1864, when the island was used to birth the nation of Canada. Things changed when we were linked up to the mainland. So that connection is very, very important to us. Actually, we've come to rely on it probably more than we should. Now, I want us to think about the church. And I want us to think about how the church is a connection between your personal relationship with God, your connection between you and heaven itself. I want to read a scripture from Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each man, or to each one, a measure of faith. And so we see right off the bat that there is something about faith when it comes to honoring the church and seeing the value of the church. Verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, that is talking about the church, but all the members do not have the same function. So we are a people who have been called as a body, and we're different members, but we are to function as one, and we are to gain nurture from one another. Now, I'm going to reiterate that a number of times because I want to lay a solid foundation of how important it is to be rightfully connected, to be bridged together with one another and to Christ through the local church. The bridge is doing the same thing it did the day it opened in 1997 as it is today. It's still providing the same pathway to provision that's needed and that we embrace on Prince Edward Islands. And the church generally is doing the same thing as well. The church continues to speak the word of God, to preach the word of God, to talk about things that we need to do in order to have a successful Christian experience while we're still here on earth. And as a church of the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I are called to discipline and we're called to advance. In order to get ahead, you humble yourself. That's contrary to the way the world sees things. But if we want an advancement in the kingdom of God, then we have to make sure that we're willing to be one who will serve. Because the kingdom of heaven principles, kingdom of God principles, is give and it shall be given unto you. It's to serve rather than to be served. That speaks to us very clearly down here on earth, I believe, and it speaks to us about our service within the church body and about what we think of the church body. Because if there's anything that represents heaven on earth, it's a church. Even with all its faults, even all the things that are wrong with it, it's still the greatest representation of heaven on earth, and that is the church. And you and I have to be a people to make sure that we embrace the church and give our lives for the advancement of what God is doing. Now, I felt that I wanted to talk about that bridge this morning, about the fixed link. Make that a fixed link in your experience with God. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ coming together to be nurtured and to receive from the kingdom of heaven. Make the church a part of your established life. You see, the church is absolutely powerful. When we honor the church, the Lord will honor us by activities of the Holy Spirit working within us. If we honor the church, you'll find that the power of God is there for you when you are in trouble. We've been honoring the church when things are going good. When it hits the fan, as you say, and you come, you'll find out there's a power there ready to meet your need. Holy Spirit desires to meet our needs as a body of believers. Now, I'm so glad that there were so many of you. You have made that choice. You have come to this place where you desire for the church to flow in the power of God, not only for your sake, not only for your children's sake, but for the sake of the kingdom of God and the advancement of the kingdom of God. I'm proud to be a part of a group of people who are saying, yes, We desire for this place to be an embassy for Christ. We desire for this place, for the kingdom of heaven to be administered in through this place. You're looking forward to seeing things happen in the island community more than just in your own lives.